Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK,
Sunday Cantata with Pastor Tapani Simayoki.
Welcome to the antepenultimate edition of Sunday Cantata for this year. The church year is beginning to draw to its close, and with it our cycle of a year's worth of Johann Sebastian Bach's church cantatas. It's been a veritable feast of music, with three more gems to savour. And if you think it's amazing that one composer could have written enough wonderful music to fill a year's worth of programmes, the truth is even more amazing. The surviving 200 cantatas are sufficient to fill 4 years' worth of Sunday cantatas if they were spread evenly across the Sundays of the year. And it's estimated that another 100 have been lost. Thanks to the generous discount offered to us by eClassical.com, Lutheran Radio UK have been able to secure the complete set of Bach's sacred cantatas. So, God willing, you might get an opportunity in the future to hear works that I haven't managed to showcase in this annual cycle. Hello, my name is Tapani Simayoki, and it's my pleasure to introduce to you the 50th cantata of this church year. In my day job, I serve as the pastor of Our Saviour Lutheran Church in Fareham, Hampshire, not far from the port cities of Portsmouth and Southampton on England's south coast. Do visit our website to find out about our Sunday and weekday services, Bible studies, children's work and other activities, and to listen to online sermons and teachings. The address is oslc.org.uk. Our Saviour is a member congregation of the ELCE, the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England. To find out more about the ELCE and her other member congregations, go to lutheran.co.uk. Heading into the final weeks of the church year, Sunday Cantata faced an editorial dilemma. Which Sundays to cover? In the one-year lectionary used almost universally in the liturgical Western churches, from the Middle Ages until the 1960s, and still today in many places, including Our Saviour Fareham, the Sundays of the second half of the church year are numbered from Trinity Sunday. Trinity Sunday itself is the Sunday after Pentecost, which falls 50 days after Easter. However, since the date of Easter is determined by the lunar calendar, it can fall anywhere between the 22nd of March and the 25th of April. Therefore, the length of the Trinity season varies. The maximum number of Sundays after Trinity is 27, if Easter is very early. If it's very late, there is only time for 22. The problem with this is that the Trinity season has a deliberate shape, with the focus moving increasingly to Jesus' second coming and the approaching final judgment towards the final weeks. As a result, it has become common practice in many places to make sure that at least some of the end-time teaching is heard every year, by skipping over some of the intervening weeks if necessary, in order to have the final ones. At Our Saviour, we always try to observe the last 4 weeks. However, in the Leipzig of Bach's time, the Sundays after Trinity were observed strictly in order, which meant that the 26th and 27th Sundays only occurred rarely. In fact, in the 27 years that Johann Sebastian Bach served as the director of music to the churches of Leipzig, from 1723 until his death in 1750, the 27th Sunday after Trinity was only celebrated twice, in 1731 and 1742. However, the music Bach wrote for this end of church year cantatas was so magnificent that I couldn't possibly leave them out. Therefore, I've resorted to the entirely inauthentic and anachronistic practice of skipping to the last 4 Sundays of the church year, starting last week, just so that we can hear the cantatas for the last 2 Sundays. And so, if this was Leipzig in the 18th century, today would be the 24th Sunday after Trinity. Yet we will be hearing a cantata from the 25th Sunday after Trinity, which is also the Sunday we are observing at Our Saviour Lutheran Church. 2 cantatas by J.S. Bach for the 25th Sunday after Trinity survive. Today we will hear the chorale cantata from the year 1724, BWV 116, Du Friede Fürst, Herr Jesu Christ. The gospel reading for today is Jesus' warning in Matthew 24 of the coming of the great tribulation, together with many false prophets, before his return in glory. The cantata libretto does not refer directly to the gospel, being based on a hymn from 1601 by Jakob Ebert, but the hymn, which was written to be used to pray for peace in times of war, dwells on the subject of distress and the relief from distress, an indirect connection to the gospel. You're listening to Sunday Cantata on Lutheran Radio UK. The first movement is another typical opening of a chorale cantata, following a brief, delightful orchestral introduction, not based on the chorale melody by an anonymous composer. The sopranos sing the first verse of the hymn in a slow, clear cantus firmus. You Prince of Peace, Lord Jesus Christ, true man and true God, you are a strong helper in distress, in life and in death. Therefore we cry to your Father only in your name. In the first two lines, the other voices in the choir sing in harmony with the sopranos, as if to underline the firm foundation of the church's confident trust. The rest of the hymn is presented in a more typical fashion, with each line introduced by a mini fugue in the lower parts, before the soprano entry. The second movement, an alto aria, is a mournful duet for the singer and the dark-toned oboe d'amore. The words take the first line of the second stanza of Ebert's hymn as their point of departure, but instead of dwelling on the specific distress of war, it focuses on spiritual distress. Ah, unspeakable is our distress and the threatening of the enraged judge. Scarcely, therefore, are we still able in this anguish, as you yourself, O Jesus, demand that we should, to call to God in your name. Like the master craftsman that he was, Bach filled the music with all the expressions of grief and lamentation. Diminished chords, suspensions, falling sighing figures, chromatic intervals. The treatment of the hymn by Bach's anonymous librettist gives us an interesting glimpse into the development of Lutheran spirituality in the century and a quarter between the writing of the hymn and of the cantata. In 1601, the threat of war was never far away. Indeed, 17 years later, the devastating 30 Years' War would break out, leading to unspeakable misery and terror in Germany, until the Peace of Westphalia in 1648. In the 1720s, peace and increasing prosperity had been maintained for two generations, and in the meantime, pietisms of various sorts had begun to spread in the church. Put these two factors together, and we find that while the earlier poet had plenty to say about external threats and distresses facing the Christian church, the later one was more preoccupied with the inner state of the Christian soul. Both were expressions of the genuine biblical faith, but different circumstances brought forth different emphases. A tenor recitative now follows. Twice the accompanying continuo bassoon quotes the chorale melody. The first three lines follow Ebert's hymn closely, while the second half is again heavily paraphrased to turn the focus onto spiritual rather than temporal need. Remember then, O Jesus, that you still are called a Prince of Peace. From love you wanted to send your word to us. Does your heart all at once want to turn away from us, you who formerly showed us such great help? Now follows a charming and rather operatic movement, a terzet for soprano, tenor and bass. The words are a paraphrase of the fourth stanza. Ah, we acknowledge our guilt and ask for nothing other than your patience and your immeasurable love. Your compassionate heart was broken when the sorrow of those who had fallen drove you to us in this world. The music is again peppered with sighs and other expressions of sorrow, as the three singers join forces to plead for Jesus' love, sometimes individually, but mostly in concert. An accompanied recitative for the alto now condenses the fifth and sixth stanzas into one. Ah, under the sharp rods, do not make us bleed too heavily. O God, you who are a God of order, you know that in the wrath of our enemies what cruelty and injustice there is. Come then, stretch out your hand to a frightened, tormented land, your hand that is able to overcome the might of our enemies and bring us lasting peace. Here, Bach's librettist pays closer attention to the concerns of Ebert's hymn, and like the psalmists of the Old Testament, pleads for protection against external enemies, a prayer where temporal and spiritual concerns are united. The word setting is as vivid as you would expect from this master of musical color. Bach brings this cantata to its close with a simple harmonization of the final verse of the hymn, where once again the early 1600s and the 1700s find that though they inhabit very different external conditions, their ultimate needs are not so very different. And we find that the same applies to Christians of the early 21st century. Enlighten also our hearts and minds through the Spirit of your mercy, so that we may not act frivolously to the harm of our souls. O Jesus Christ, you alone can well accomplish this. And so we will now hear Johann Sebastian Bach's cantata number 116, Du Friede Fürst, Herr Jesu Christ, in a performance by the choir and orchestra of Bach Collegium Japan, directed by its founder Masaaki Suzuki. The soloists are Yukari Nonoshita, soprano, Robin Blaze, countertenor, Makoto Sakurada, tenor, and Peter Koi, bass. Like last week's cantata, this recording is on volume 28 of Bach Collegium Japan's complete cycle of Bach sacred cantatas, published by BIS, and made available to Lutheran Radio UK by eClassical.com.
Fürst des Friedens heißest. Aus Liebe wolltest du dein Wort uns senden, will sich dein Herz auf einmal von uns wenden, dir du so große Hilfe sonst beweisest. Thank you.
That was Johann Sebastian Bach's cantata number 116, Du Friede Fürst Herr Jesu Christ, performed by Bach Collegium Japan and soloists Yukari Nonoshita, Robin Blaze, Makoto Sakurada and Peter Koi. The conductor was Masaaki Suzuki. That's all we have time for this week. If you have enjoyed this program, or if you have any comments, suggestions or, perish the thought, complaints, do write to us. The email address is info@lutheranradio.co.uk. And visit our website to find out more about Lutheran Radio UK, to listen to our current and past programs, and to use the different tools available there for you to tell others about Lutheran Radio UK. The address is lutheranradio.co.uk. I look forward to your company again next week. Thank you for listening, and have a richly blessed week. My name is Tapani Simoyoki, and you are listening to Lutheran Radio UK.